coming live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody on the fan and on the mics on app. I got a lot of stuff to tell you about the app, which we will do today and the next 2 days to tell you what's coming up. I got a lot of new and exciting stuff coming up, so I promise to talk about that in the next couple of days. Right now, Ira, we'll get to some NBA stuff with Ira, who is featured on app now 3 times a week. Ira, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Going from Portland through Salt Lake to Sacramento.
Hey, what happened last night? I mean, they killed Portland. Portland had been playing well. They killed Portland last night.
Because this is the Jekyll and Hyde bottom of the Eastern Conference, Mike. We've seen the Nets look great. We've seen the Nets look awful. We've seen the Pistons look great. The Pistons look awful. I mean, that's what the second tier of the East is. It's that lack of consistency after the top 5 seeds. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, Whiteside had a big game, right? Whiteside had a big game last night, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. It's up and down, just like all those teams. Blake Griffin, big game sometimes. You know, D'Angelo Russell, big game sometimes. But these teams aren't complete enough. That's why they're so up and down.
All right, what are you hearing now? We had Tobias Harris hits the big shot last night, gets traded. What are we hearing? What do you think's going on? First of all, will Davis get traded or not?
Davis will get traded. I just don't think by tomorrow's deadline. I just don't think the Lakers have enough right now. What happened yesterday, Mike, is particularly important to fans in New York for this reason. The Clippers are moving closer now to having 2 full max spots also. With the draft choices they acquired, they can package one or even both with Danilo Gallinari after the season, and they will be just like the Knicks with 2 max cap slots. So here's the question, Mike. If you're a prime free agent and you can go with any plus one if you want, there's the Garden situation with all the lore of the Garden, but the questionable coaching management and everything. Yep. Does that attract you, or does Doc Rivers and Ballmer's deep pockets and what the Clippers could be attract you? Yes. I think we're going to see. We always thought it would be Lakers against Knicks.
You have L.A., you got L.A., you got Doc Rivers, you got Ballmer's billions. They're a very... I mean, it might be 6-5 Clippers over the Knicks. You know, that's a tough one to beat, you know. So Durant can go Clippers. Durant can go and stay in Southern California, or he can go Knicks. Very tough. Bomber's a big-time owner, billion, you know, one of the richest men in the country. You got Jerry West lurking. You got Rivers there, who's a big players coach. That's a tough one, Ira. I think I might have to go 6-5 and even for the Clippers on that one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why New York fans should look at that. Now, the Clippers still have to create the space. We know the Knicks have it. The Clippers have to move Danilo Gallinari, is having a great season.
He is.
But you know what? If they throw in that Heat unprotected 2021 first-round pick, which could be the number one pick in the draft for all you know, that could be sort of the enticer. So those are your two teams likely in the clubhouse with room for 2 max guys, everyone else trying to get there. And look, Mike, Philly went for it in the moment. They're going for it now. We knew as soon as LeBron left the Eastern Conference that it would be a case of, you know, a matter of someone was going to say, this is our time. We are sick of waiting. It's been 8 years with LeBron representing the East in the finals. Philly went all in. On paper. Mike, you know how this is. On paper, unbelievable roster. But does the chemistry work?
Yeah,
That's what the final two months of the season will tell us.
I don't know if it does. The Laker thing has gotten extremely combustible. First of all, we don't know what's true and not true. When I was at the Super Bowl, there was this idea that there was a mutiny with the players, with the head coach. I don't know if that's overstated. And then the LeBron stuff last night on the bench. Where are we with the Lakers right now?
I mean, the Lakers are right now a team that's in desperate mode to get LeBron quality help before he ages out, which is why they're all in for Anthony Davis. And you know what? Even if they throw everything, you know, it's a classic case of a LeBron team saying, you can have everyone but LeBron, and the other team saying, yeah, but there's nothing there. By the Lakers not getting an A-list free agent this summer and instead going for Rondo and McGee and Beasley and Lance Stephenson, they have very few tempting properties. You might like Kuzma, you might like Ingram, you might like Ball. But, Mike, there's a real question whether any of those are going to be all NBA players. I don't think they will. There's a question of whether they're going to be all-stars. I don't think they will. Then look what you can get for Boston in the offseason. Say what you want about Jason Tatum, but you'd have to agree, Mike, he's a potential future all-NBA player.
No question.
A potential future all-star. Yeah, so you can get something tangible. You might get Gordon Hayward. You know how he was chased in free agency a couple of years ago, and you can get oodles of draft choices or the players selected this year with those draft choices. To me, it would be incompetent on the part of the Pelicans to go ahead and make a move right now. And this also shows you the Lakers are sort of like what the Knicks were. People aren't exactly jumping on board because they don't know what the complete package is there right now.
Very interesting situation. So where's the most likely? Is there a blockbuster coming in the next couple of days?
It's funny because I think the blockbusters almost got done already. What Philly did, do not understate the Tobias Harris thing. You now have a lineup where you can play Embiid and Simmons, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, and J.J. Redick. I mean, on paper, that is about as good as you can get. The Lakers are going to be desperate because they know that the Celtics trump them in the offseason. I think there's a Lakers plan B. I think if the Lakers know they can't get Anthony Davis, I think there might be another target by tomorrow. Who knows? Gordon Hayward or just another player who doesn't fit somewhere. But I can see a plus one. And I know the Knicks would love to flip their expiring contracts for draft choices. Let's face it, Mike. DeAndre Jordan and Wesley Matthews are too good of a player to help you lose. So if you can trade them, fine, as they posted on the app today. Otherwise, they're going to be buyout candidates.
You got to settle Jordan down. The other day, Jordan was playing too well. They had to actually take him out of the game. He was playing too well. He had too many. He was scoring. He had too many rebounds. He was pounding people. They had to get him out of the game.
I mean, and again, if you're not trying to win, you don't need that level of player. Look, what they have told and sold is the way I put it. This entire season, there's developing the young players. I'm not so sure how much young is really there beyond Knox, you know, and maybe some of the fringe type of players they have there also, considering the way they gave up on Porzingis. But that's the way you sell it. Maybe one of these young guys becomes a staple when you need a minimum salary to fill out your roster after those two max guys. I get it. And you know what? Here's one other thing, Mike, and I put this on the app. If the Knicks want to be seen as a player-friendly franchise, you can hold Jordan and Matthews hostage to the end of the season with no playoff chances. Again, here's the rule. I put it on the app. If you're away before March 1st, you are playoff eligible for any other team. So it really is, and very much in the New York spirit, will the Knicks do the right thing?
Interesting. All right. We're talking with Ira Windham, of course, about the NBA. There's a lot of still rumors out there about different players, different teams. First of all, how about Irving? What do you think Kyrie Irving's thinking these days?
Well, I think Kyrie Irving is, you know, this is why you never make a blanket statement before you have to in any realm of life. Kyrie Irving thought when he said he's staying with the Celtics in the preseason, well, we have Tatum and we have Brown and we have Hayward. Of course we're going to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. And then he realized it's not that easy and that Kawhi has made the Raptors an unbelievable threat. And honestly, Mike, right now, if Philly is what their roster says they are, Boston might not even make the Conference Finals. So I can understand Kyrie pulling back. I think he could pull it back sort of, you know, with the excuse of, hey, I didn't think it was going to go this way. I expected better chemistry. That's on management. That's on the coaching staff. It's not on me. Kyrie will be a total player this summer. He will look at what the Celtics did. The most important thing right now for Danny Ainge is not making another deal. The most important thing for Danny Ainge is doing whatever is possible with Brad Stevens to get the Celtics to the Eastern Conference Finals and at least a competitive series. I will say this. If Kyrie is not in the Eastern Conference Finals, he is as likely to be anywhere else as he is to be returning to the Boston Celtics.
And what do you think's on Durant's mind? You got any idea?
Well, again, I think it's how this whole thing plays out and really what happens in the finals. And you can say what you want, but I remember LeBron in his fourth year with the Heat, where he said, no, what happens in the playoffs is not going to matter. I have other decisions. Mike, it is so hard to walk away from a championship team. You walk two championship teams. And remember, they're going to that new arena in San Francisco. There's going to be a new outlook. They've been refreshed by DeMarcus Cousins this season, so it's lightened the mood a little bit. Again, I think free agency will be decided in the playoffs. If Kevin Durant can have one of those legacy runs where he said, hey, we might have won one championship before I got here, but now we're winning multiple championships and keep going, I think he stays. These playoffs, when you look at the free agency odds, I think they're going to be mirrored by the playoff odds.
Interesting. Very interesting. Who do you think is the strongest team in the East right now?
Oh, I mean, again, you know, I never buy all in on paper, but my gosh, what Philadelphia has going for them right now, I don't know how you defend them. I mean, everyone has been running double teams at Joel Embiid. Well, you can't do that anymore. You can say Simmons can't shoot, but everyone else can, from Butler to Redick to Tobias Harris, a terrific outside shooter, of course, to Embiid. I think on paper, if you're going to phrase it that way, the 76ers are. I think in terms of chemistry, the Raptors are. I think in terms of playoff success, I still think Kyrie so much wants to show LeBron that I can get it done on my own, that I kind of go with Kyrie and Brad Stevens in a playoff setting. So I think those are your three, and I'm sitting here not even talking about Milwaukee, and that's probably going to be shame on me eventually.
Yeah, Milwaukee's got a nice team. I mean, they really do. And they're well coached. They can shoot it. And obviously, the Freak has had a terrific year. His game's gotten so much better. So it's going to be, those playoffs are going to be interesting. They really are. They're going to be very interesting. You thought the East was going to be fun. How about Washington? With the wall problem, any chance they dismantle that team here now in the next 2 days?
I think it's too late for that, although I do think now that it's an Achilles and a one-year injury, and we're talking next February instead of the start of next season, I think they got to sort of look at long-term guys. Porter's been off limits. I think that's something they might have to reconsider. I think they also might have to anticipate a future like this. When you have a point guard who is so athleticism-based, like John Wall, and then all of a sudden he tears an Achilles, he may never be the same player again. So I don't know how much ripping apart there is. Yeah, I think there's a chance for Washington. Ted Leonsis has said, of course, with his success with the Capitals, we're going all in for the playoffs. Mike, you could wind up winning 36 games and making the playoffs in the East this year, but where are you going? So I think there's a chance, and I think Bradley Beal could be that kind of guy who could be yet a difference maker in the next 48, in the next 24 hours.
There's a guy who'd be a good player with LeBron is Beal. I mean, he would be a really good – you talk about a catch-and-shoot guy. He would be terrific with LeBron,
But again, Washington, so you could say you take back Alonzo Ball and you build forward. Mike, it really comes down to this. They got a bunch of guys who are names. Brandon Ingram's a name. Alonzo Ball is a name. Their guys that they're offering are names, but not necessarily guys who inside NBA front offices respect as long-term stars. If Washington does that, they need to get better quality than Lakers draft choices. What the Lakers have to do, Mike, is this. Get draft choices that are more enticing. Make smaller deals maybe with Lonzo Ball and other players for the kind of picks we could say, hey, we'll trade you a potential lottery pick. Because, Mike, with LeBron and with Beal on a team, that lottery pick is going to be in the 20s. Those are sort of dime a dozen anyway.
So do you think the Lakers get any real help here in this regular season or no?
The Lakers, you said?
Yeah.
I think they're going to try because LeBron's the GM of that team and he sees where they stand. My God, game last night against Indiana. Yeah, I think they'll try to make at least one ancillary move. I think they realize the mistakes they made in the offseason with a bunch of guys they thought could make minor contributions. I think a package deal is coming for the Lakers. But that massive deal, man, this could be another one of those teams where you thought they'd keep going, and then you saw maybe they have to do what the Lakers did last year. Think about that a year ago, the Jay Crowder deal, and get Rodney Hood and get George Hill. I think it could be more of that ilk than maybe the super deal we're thinking of.
I'll tell you, the Phoenix team's not that far away. With Ayton and Booker and Jackson and Oubre, they got themselves one more nice player. They could be a decent team.
And here's the point of that, though, Mike, is you have to develop a winning culture. So many people say, yeah, Booker's getting those numbers, but he's getting it in a vacuum, in a void. He's not getting them really with anything tangible victory-wise. So eventually you get toxic in a situation like that. That's what I'm concerned about some of the young Knicks players. You wind up in a toxic situation. They have to airlift the star in sooner rather than later, or else they're going to be a bunch of guys you're going to say, yeah, a bunch of stats. But what have they done in the playoffs?
No, very true. Very true. All right, listen, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks very much.
Until it blows up tomorrow. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, until something happens tomorrow, you're right. Ira Winder.